Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to ask Evangelist Diggs from New Hope Temple in Hamlet, North Carolina, to lead us in prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for right now. Thank you for our rising on this morning. Thank you for our lying down last night. Thank you how you kept us safe throughout the course of the night. You've been waking us up, closing the right mind with activity, use of our limbs, blood running warm in our veins. Thank you how you kept us, Lord, throughout the course of this week. And Lord, we ask you to look upon us with compassion, look on us with a pitiful eye. Have mercy upon our soul. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know you're able, and we know you have the power. Pray that you touch our heart, our soul, and our mind. Keep our heart and mind ever stayed on thee. Look on the sick, the shut-in, and the bereaved families everywhere. Visit the sick, Lord. Heal the sick. In the name of Jesus, save souls, Lord. Convict hearts under repentance. For we know that you have the power. All power is in your hand. We ask you, Lord, to bless this broadcast. Send our word, Lord. Send our anointing. Speak to our hearts and speak to our minds. Send deliverance to the bound souls. In the name of Jesus, set the captive free. Lift up the bowed down heads, Lord. Soothe the oppressed. Be a waymaker and a burden bearer. We know you're able and we know we have the power. We are looking to you. We're trusting you. Standing on your word and on your promises. For we know thy word is true. Have your way evermore. Bless while we wait. Increase our faith and encourage our heart. Help us to look to you. Our maker and our creator. Author and finisher of our faith. Have your way evermore. That thy eternal will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless you, Lord, for blessing us. We love you because you first loved us. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for that prayer. And praise the Lord and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to Pastor Sheila Hameen's show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. That's me. We thank God for all of those on the line today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our mother church, a Christian temple that is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the pastor and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is the Southern District Overseer and Vice President. On today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
God bless. We also have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist Edmond. She is from our headquarters church in Camden, New Jersey, Christian Temple. We also have Evangelist Linda Diggs. God bless you, Evangelist Diggs.
God bless you.
She just prayed the opening prayer. She's from our church in Hamlet, North Carolina, New Hope Temple, where Pastor Robert Huff is the pastor there. Right now, we're going to ask Evangelist Diggs if she would read our opening scripture.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I will be reading from the 27th number of Psalms, King James Version of the Bible. Amen. And it reads as following, Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, of this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his provision. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek thee my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for the reading of his word. May he add a blessing to the reading and hearing. Amen. From Psalms 27, we thank God for his scripture. This time, service back in hands of that just Khadija. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening scripture, that beautiful, beautiful passage of scripture. And I'm just going to sing a portion of the song, and then we're going to turn it over to Evangelist Maybell.
I was searching for a long, long time, trying to find peace in my mind, until one day Jesus came my way, and he touched me. I've got to tell it everywhere I go, on the streets, amongst the friends I used to know, how Jesus came my way, how he came my way, and he touched me. Touch, I've been touched. Touch, I've been touched. Oh, I've been touched by the Lord. I was searching for a long, long time, trying to find peace in my mind, until one day Jesus came my way and he touched me. I've got to tell it everywhere I go, on the streets, amongst the friends I used to know, how Jesus came my way, how he came my way, and he touched me. Touched, I've been touched. I've been touched, oh, I've been touched by the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. Vanda Maybell, you can have words and introduce the speaker, or go however the Lord leads you.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for being on the radio broadcast. I do honor the Spirit of the Lord, Pastor Hameen, Evangelist Khadija, and Evangelist Biggs. God bless you all. Thank God for all of you out there in radio land listening. Thank God for Cousin Gloria being on the line with us on today. God is good.
Yes,
thank God for the song, beautiful song, for the prayer, for the scripture reading. The Lord is my light and my salvation. We don't have to fear and we don't have to be afraid. As
Amen.
Long as we know that God is on our side and that
yes.
he is the truth living on the inside, we don't have to fear. So we thank God for this opportunity today, and we want you to turn your heart and your mind to the Word of God. At this time, I'm going to turn this part of the service over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, giving honor to whom honor is due. Thank God for another opportunity to worship the Lord, to give praise, glory, and honor to his holy name. For surely the Lord is worthy of all praises. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for each and every one of you, and we extend a very warm welcome to you continually for how you support us and how you pray for us, and so glad to have you listening in on this evening. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Praise the Lord, Evangelist Linda Diggs, and for Evangelist Khadija Hameen being on the broadcast on this evening. Praise the Lord. Indeed, the Lord has been good to every one of us. And I just thank God for that beautiful word, that scripture that was read. Amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. He just takes away all the fear because he's there to protect us, and we have nothing to fear. Amen. Glory to God. So I just thank God once again for how he has blessed me. I thank the Lord for coming into my life, converting me and sanctifying me, giving me the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord, and a great opportunity just to do this work for him. And to, I count myself blessed, and I count it an honor and a privilege to be able to minister for the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Yes. There's another way around, you know, but God truly has been good. And who are we that he should even think on us? Praise the Lord. And we owe him everything. We owe him our all. And we can never repay him for all that he's done for us. Praise the Lord. I just thank God. Feel good down in my soul. Praise the Lord. God is moving by his spirit. God is pouring out his spirit and his anointing. Amen.
Yes.
And we are truly blessed. So without any further ado, I would like to invite your attention to the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just for the next few ensuing minutes, if you would pray along with me.
Yes.
I would like to go on a few verses of scripture, starting with St. Mark, the 11th chapter, verses 22 through 26. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Praise the Lord. Also, I would like to join this passage with another passage from St. Matthew, verses 21 and 22. And finally, St. Luke 17, 1 through 6. Amen. If time permits, we'll try to get to these scriptures. But we'll start first, St. Mark, chapter 11, verse 22. And it reads, "And Jesus answering says unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Amen. I just want to stop there for right now and just mention a topic for this evening. And this is an ongoing topic. Keep your faith in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we think about the word faith in someone or something, in other words, there's no fear, there's no doubt, there's no wondering, there's no wavering, but there is complete trust, complete confidence. Hallelujah. And when we put our trust in the Lord in this manner,
yes,
God will surely answer, and he will grant those petitions that we bring before him. And this time, Jesus had made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. And the people, they began to cut down branches, and they put their garments out for Jesus to come into Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. He was coming into Jerusalem to die on the cross. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And when he went into the city, he had gone into the temple. And after he looked around, he went out to Bethany. And when he was coming back the next day, he saw this fig tree. He was hungry and he wanted something to eat. Hallelujah. But when he got to the fig tree, all he saw there were leaves on the tree. So Jesus cursed that. And that next day, when they passed by going back to Jerusalem, that's when Peter called to mind that Jesus had cursed the fig tree the day before.
Yeah, yeah.
And he marveled at how quickly the fig tree had dried up from the root. Glory to God. And that's when Jesus said these words in verse 22. Have faith in God.
Amen.
And he proceeded to describe what having faith in God would yield, what it would bring forth. He says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. Glory to God. That's the key. No doubt, but believing with all of your heart. If you believe that those things which you are asking for are going to come to pass, God has the power to bring them to pass. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Jesus, he began to explain this to his disciples, and also something that we necessarily think about or is even apparent unto us. But there are many aspects to faith. There are more than one part of faith. Faith is coupled with trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Having this faith and being able to forgive, it takes faith. Glory. Hallelujah. Ah, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And so Jesus, he brought that into this message that he was giving to his disciples. He said to them in the 25th verse, and when ye stand praying, forgive. Forgiveness is a very powerful word. When we think of our sins, and how much the sin is, and asking God to forgive us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He truly is a compassionate and merciful God. He's full of compassion. And he forgives us, and he forgets. He completely takes the sin away. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. And sometimes it is hard for people to forgive. And when you don't forgive, your Heavenly Father will not forgive you. And as long as you carry this inside of you, hallelujah, it'll bring about all kinds of trouble. It'll bring about all kind of pain and suffering in your life. Hallelujah. Unforgiveness will stop you in your tracks. Glory be to God. But when you are able to forgive, your healing begins. Not just your physical body, but your spiritual and emotional state. Hallelujah. The Lord begins to work a work in us when we learn how to forgive and forget. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But it takes faith to forgive. Because people can say, oh, I forgive you, or I forgave you, but there's something still inside that they haven't let go of. But we have to forget those things which are behind and reach forward to those things which are before. As Apostle Paul said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We have to let go of the past. Because the past will stop our future. Oh, praise be to God. And take faith and put our future in the hands of God. Thank you, Lord. Of all the things that are going on around us, all the troubles that we see, all the tribulation that is in the land. Oh, hallelujah. It's easy to see why some are just giving up and throwing up hands. Some are going back on their faith. Hallelujah. Some are losing faith in God. Oh, glory to God, because they feel like there's just no hope. But I'm here to tell you to keep your faith in the Lord.
Amen.
And don't go back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But keep on moving forward. Keep on reaching forth to those things which are before. Hallelujah. And while God is working on us, we ought to work on ourselves as well. There are many accounts in the scripture where someone humbled themselves and became obedient to the word of God, and God repented of the evil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So have faith in God and keep your trust in him.
Yes.
And learn how to forgive and forget. Oh,
amen.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to go to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter, 21 and 22. Verse 21, then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Time? Oh, praise God. But Jesus had a different answer for him.
Yes,
Jesus
it is.
Said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Oh, praise be to God. The Lord is such a forgiving God, and
Amen.
He wants us to also forgive. 70 times seven in
yes.
one day. It takes faith
right.
to forgive that much.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
hallelujah. Praise be to God. Moving on to St. Luke, the 17th chapter, verse 1. Then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hang about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourself. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, give him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So the Lord is confirming with his disciples at the time that all they need is a little bit of faith. About the size of a grain of mustard seed. And that little bit of faith can go such a long way. That little bit of faith is so powerful. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As Jesus describes that small little grain and what a great tree it grows into. And it starts out little and smaller than all the grains. Hallelujah. But the end result of it is more massive and more expansive than all the rest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve.
Yes.
He truly is a God of miracles. He is
Amen.
A God of mysteries. And he reveals secrets. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So I encourage you on this evening to keep your faith in the Lord.
Yes,
don't make any deals with the devil because
Amen.
He has many tricks. He
yes.
will offer you all kinds of things and try to distract you and get you off track. Hallelujah, but keep your mind on the Lord and stay focused. Amen. Do as the scripture says. Seek those things which are above. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. Just keep on going after the Lord. Don't be like Judas, who betrayed the Lord, and he did not keep the faith. Hallelujah. But he went out, and he made a deal with the enemy for 30 pieces of silver. Don't let carnality keep you separated from God. Don't let these things stand in the way of you trusting in the Lord. No matter how things may look, no matter how they seem, you hold on to your faith and don't let go. Hallelujah. Get a strong grip. Get rooted and get grounded in the faith and be unmovable. Hallelujah. But always abounding in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be encouraged, yes, even when everything seems to be discouraging.
Uh-huh.
While the enemy is raging and stirring up strife and doing all kinds of things to disturb your peace, getting into family members, getting into co-workers, getting into all kinds of things to get to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just stay before the Lord and keep your trust in him.
Amen.
Let your faith be unwavering.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
When doubt tries to creep in, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Just fall down on your knees and call out to the Lord. Just keep on going back until you get an answer. The widow woman who went to the unjust judge, she kept on going back until she got the result she was seeking. At first, the unjust judge wouldn't budge. But you know what? She persevered. She kept on believing that one of these times when I go to that judge, he's going to avenge me of my adversary. So she persevered and she pressed on and she went back to an unjust judge. This man was not even just.
Amen.
But she believed that by constantly going and constantly going back, she believed that eventually she would get what she was asking for. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But
thank
God
you.
Truly is a just God. Hallelujah. He
oh,
is nothing like the unjust judge.
No,
and
not.
We can go to him and he will avenge us speedily. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. And this is a parable that Jesus spake, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Oh, hallelujah. But we ought to keep our faith in the Lord. Don't put your faith in man, but keep your faith in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. And he will surely see you through.
Yes,
and when you look back over your life, you'll realize that the Lord has always been there for you.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Lord has never failed you. The Lord has been your healer. Hallelujah. The Lord has provided food and shelter for you. The Lord has answered your cry many times. Oh, hallelujah. He is the only one that we can truly trust. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And I believe Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We ought to keep on looking to Jesus, because he truly is the author and the finisher of our faith.
Amen.
If your faith is weak, You need to look to Jesus, and he will surely increase your faith.
Yes.
So the disciples asked the Lord to increase their faith.
Yes,
they were right there in person, hallelujah, while Jesus teaching them and instructing them. And they saw their need for the Lord to increase their faith. And I know sometimes our faith is tried to the max, oh, Lord. But all we have to do is just keep on holding on and keep on looking to Jesus, because he will sustain us. He will uphold us. He will be there for us always. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you. Oh, glory be to God. Somebody sang a song saying he was there all the time. We might not have even known it, but he was there all the time. Glory be to God. In the times where there's trouble that we can't even see or danger we know nothing about, he was there all the time. Thank you, Jesus. So keep your faith in the Lord. Amen. Always trust in him. He will never, ever let you down. Oh, praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
all
you.
It takes is just a little bit of faith. And as it is explained, I gave you the definition of faith. But the Bible scripture concerning faith in Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of amen. All you have to do is believe without doubting. Amen. Without wavering. Glory to God. Without hesitating. Amen. But trusting the Lord with your whole heart. And surely the Lord will manifest himself. He will prove himself. And we need to continue to search ourselves. There's something that we need to do on a regular basis. We need to examine ourselves. Amen. To see whether we be in the faith. We need to do this on a regular basis to find out where we stand with God. Amen. Are we in the will of God or we out of the will of God? We need to know this for sure. There's no room for doubt. We should not at this point have any doubt, but we should be sure of where we stand with the Lord. Because any day now can be our last day.
Yes.
Oh, praise be to God. Tomorrow is not promised. Glory to God. So whatsoever state we are in, that's the state we're going to remain in.
Amen.
Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And we must give account for the deed done in our body. Whosoever is holy, let him be holy still. Whatever state we are in today, if today is our last day, that's the state we're going to remain in. And we'll go before God and we will be judged. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So let us examine ourselves carefully and see if we line up with the word of God. See if we're where God wants us to be and doing what the Lord wants us to do. Hallelujah. Keep your faith in the Lord. To him, amen. Praise the Lord. He will give you everything you need. You're not going to see your way with the natural eye, but you must live by faith. You must walk by faith. Amen. Every step you take needs to be a step of faith in the direction that God is leading you to go.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe there's someone out there listening in on this evening who has desired to be in the will of God, but don't know how. Desiring to live for Him and obey His commandments, but struggling because of situations. Tonight, you ought to take a leap of faith and have faith in God, knowing that the Lord will lift you up. The Lord will sustain you. Whatever you have to leave behind, or whoever you have to leave behind, step, one step at a time. Let every step be faith. Trust and believe God. He will be there for you. At this time, I invite you to turn your hearts and your minds toward the Lord. And let us pray the prayer of faith. If you desire to be saved, you can pray right now and repent in your heart, for
yes.
God is a forgiving God.
Mm-hmm.
Ask the Lord to forgive you for all the sins you've committed, and you be godly sorry, be so sorry that you never want to commit any sins anymore. Hallelujah. And ask the Lord to have mercy on you and to save you. Oh, yes, Lord. Just give up everything that you know is not right, that you know God is not pleased with. Give it up right now and surrender. Give your life to Christ, and the Lord will receive you. At this time, we're going to be led to the throne of grace by Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. First of all, we thank you for your precious word.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the souls who are listening. Oh, my God, I pray that you stretch out your mighty hand right now, oh Lord.
In the name
touch
of Jesus.
That heart, oh Lord, that is willing to deny themselves and give their life to you right now, Lord.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, help them to repent of their sins and to be sorry that they sinned against you, Lord. Touch their hearts more, that they will break up their heart and give their life to you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord, and we
yes,
know all power is in thy hand. We
yes,
know that thou art a forgiving God, and
yes.
we know that you're able to save, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, my God, give faith, oh, Lord, somebody to grasp hold of faith and take you at your word.
In the name of Jesus.
Their life, oh Lord.
Help
in
them,
the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. Help somebody, oh Lord, to call upon thy name.
Mm-hmm.
For you said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Hallelujah.
Somebody want to be saved. Somebody is tired of living in sin. Somebody is tired of going in the wrong way.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, help them right now, oh Lord.
Help them, Lord.
Help them to cry out unto you. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Help them, oh Lord, to give their life to you, to forsake their way. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
help
of Jesus.
Them to turn to you, oh Lord.
Before
it's too late, let them realize that time is running out. In the name of Jesus, help them, Jesus, to seek thy faith. You said in your word, Jesus, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto them. Help them to give up the world. Help them to deny themselves.
Help
in the name of Jesus, you said, for whosoever he be, of you that forsaketh not all that he has, he cannot be my disciple. But
my
Lord,
Lord,
them right now, Lord.
Yep, Lord.
To give up all, to give up their way of life.
Help
in the name of Jesus. Help them to give up their sins, oh Lord.
Help them.
And if he's not like you, help them to deny themselves. Take up their cross and follow you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we know you are a deliverer. We know you're able to forgive sins and blot out transgressions. In the name of Jesus, cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. Have mercy, oh Lord.
Have mercy
right now, Lord. On this world, this troubled world, Lord. People are troubled. They're running to and fro. They don't know what to do. Jesus, give them a mind.
Give them a mind.
To give their life to you before it's too late. In the name of Jesus, touch somebody's mind, Lord. Change their mind, Lord. Help them, Jesus, to turn from their way.
Help
them to see your face, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. Oh, my God, have mercy right now, Lord.
Mercy, Lord, yes.
Mercy, Jesus. That soul that's carrying a heavy burden.
My God.
We want you to lift the burden, Lord.
Lift
in the name of Jesus. Strengthen their soul, oh, Lord. Jesus, help them, oh, Lord. Right now, Lord. Touch with your finger of love. Draw them in with your hands of love. Help them to come to you, Lord. You said that they could come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, come unto me, all ye that labor, and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Help them, Lord Jesus, to give themselves to you. We know you're able, oh Lord, and we know you got the power, oh Lord. Touch right now, oh Lord.
Touch, Lord.
Oh, my God, that heart that is broken, oh Lord. We want you to mend it back together, oh, Lord. We know you can do it. You're a merciful God. Oh, my God, help us, oh, Lord.
Help us upon
your people, oh, Lord. Strengthen your people. Help your people to stand and to go through their tests and their trials, oh, Lord.
My God.
Look on this world, oh, Lord. Look on the world leaders, Lord. Have mercy on them, Lord.
Right
now, Lord. Lead them, oh, Lord. Jesus, show them which way to go. Help them, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
oh
of
my
Jesus.
God, look on those who are sick and afflicted. Carrying heavy burdens. Those who are cancer ridden. We know
look
you're
on.
Able to save and you're able to heal their bodies, oh Lord. Heal Jesus. Have mercy, oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Those who are ravaged with the COVID-19, touch them right now, Lord.
Go
into the hospitals. Those who are afflicted, those who are sick, those who are on the breathing machines. We know you're able to deliver, Lord. Have mercy on them, oh, Lord. Look on the ER doctors. Look on the housekeepers.
Look
on those, oh, Lord, who are nurses, who are aides. Touch them right now, Lord. Give them strength, Lord, that they may minister to the people, that they may be healed, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, oh Lord. We need you, Lord, to go into the nursing homes, to touch the frail bodies, oh Lord. Heal and deliver.
Heal
and deliver. Jesus, go into the prisons, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. You're able to deliver, Lord. Save, Lord. Save to the utmost, oh, Lord.
Save
somebody's mind. Fix their mind, oh, Lord. Help them, oh, Lord. Give them a do-right mind. Change them, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. You're able to save, Jesus. Save to the utmost, oh, Lord. In thy precious name, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, we know you can do all things. And our faith looks up to you. We are trusting in you, but we know there is no failure in you. And we pray that you will have your way and let your will be done. And we give thanks unto thy name.
Thank you, Lord. For the souls who are listening to this broadcast. Thank you, Lord.
And heard your precious word and now want to make a change. We thank you in favor.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. And hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. Yes,
in
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Glory
thank
to
you.
Thy name, Lord. Continue
yes, Lord.
To bless your ministry, O oh,
yes.
Lord. Continue
thank
to look on even the timing.
Continue
please, to send thy word and thine anointing, O oh, Lord. Let
yes,
it
Lord.
Reach some soul. That some soul might be saved. Look
yes,
on Evangelist James and Evangelist Khadija. Continue to bless them, O Lord, that
bless
they
them.
May do your will and please you. We
yes,
thank you
Lord.
For this prayer and we give thanks.
Thank
in
you,
the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We're going to hear from Evangelist Khadija. Oh.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful word. Keep your faith in the Lord and for that beautiful prayer. I don't want to go too fast. I do have some announcements, but want to Evangelist Mayville, if you have any remarks, or Evangelist Diggs, if you have any remarks, you may do so at this time if you.
Amen.
I do thank God for that precious word that came through Evangelist Amin. I enjoyed the word of God, and I believe God through faith. Very, very timely message. We need faith. The word of God said, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth.
Amen.
We need to keep our faith in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good. Thank
yes.
God for it. Keep preaching these things. I mean, let the Lord continue to have his way in your life. God bless
Amen.
You.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for the beautiful word coming to Evangelist Amin. Amen. Keep your faith in the Lord. Amen. If we have faith, we got to have it in God, knowing that he won't fail us. He won't let us down. He won't forsake us. We have to keep our faith in the Lord, regardless
Amen.
To what the situations or circumstances are, regardless of how dim it might look. We still got to keep faith in God. Amen. And she brought up beautiful points about forgiveness. Amen. It's hard for people to forgive. Amen. They want to hold on to a little bit of it. But, amen, you got to let it all go. Because you got to forgive to be forgiven. And so that's the word of Jesus. If you don't forgive, neither will my Father forgive you, which is in heaven. You got to forgive. You got to let it go. Because when you're holding on to stuff, you're hurting your own self. Because the one you got the ought against, he's going on enjoying himself, but you are bound and tied down. But let go and let God. Amen.
Yes.
Because God is going to take care of it all. Forgive him, love him, let it go. Don't hold on to it. Because after you hold on to it for so long, many times you don't forget what the whole situation was about. And if you search it out, it's some little small, minute thing that didn't matter to nothing.
Tell
we
it.
Have to forgive in order to be forgiven. Amen, and keep our faith and our trust in the Lord. Amen, that God's going to do what he said. He ain't going to forget. He's not going to neglect. He's just going to do exactly what he said. And when he do it, we have to accept what he does because God is God, and he's not going to change. Amen. I just thank God for the beautiful word. Because, Benjamin, you continue letting the Lord use you and continue to have his way in your life. Amen, and bless this ministry even more. Thank God for Evangelist May, beautiful prayer. Amen. Just thank God for the service on the night. But most of all, what we take away from it, keep your faith in God. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank the Lord for those beautiful remarks coming from Evangelist Diggs and Evangelist Maybell. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank you for all being with us tonight. If anybody would like a copy of tonight's message or the message, any message that has been preached on our show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, Title I School. You can also email us at prayerworksministry100, that's the number 100, at gmail.com. Tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, Title I School. Added to the prayer list is the bereaved Edmond family. We want to pray for Shakia Edmond and Aisha Edmond. Also added is the bereaved Marshall family and the bereaved Calloway and Potts family. Elder Gary Calloway and Sister Georgia Potts lost their mother. If you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to get you through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Hope Ministry is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca McDonald and Missionary Myrtle host a prayer line. The number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 3469155. We are running out of time, so if you want to comment, if you want more information, just send us a comment in the comment section on our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title I School. And thank you so much again for just reaching out to us and being on our show tonight. Evangelist Hameen, do you have that address so people can send things to us if they want?
Yes. Yes, they can write to P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. And again, thank you, Evangelist Diggs, for being on our show. Thank you, Evangelist Diggs, as always, and Evangelist Hameen as well.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God. We thank God for the show tonight, and this does conclude the show for this evening. May the Lord continue to bless you and keep you. We love you and are praying for you, and we invite you to tune in on Sunday, amen, at 3:30 p.m. when we will be airing once again. Praise God. We thank God for all things, and we pray that the Lord will bless you continually. Amen.
Amen.